Watch, Britain's most banned woman Katie Hopkins hails Trump's America as a beacon on the hill for the West. By Kurt Zindelka on January 30, 2025. Comedian and provocateur extraordinaire Katie Hopkins said that America's ordinary men and women are leading the revolt against the censorious left throughout the Western world by electing Donald Trump as president. Hopkins, who was censored by big tech, hounded for years by the police, and made persona non grata by the UK legacy press over her supposedly controversial views, said in a sit-down interview with Pragaroo CEO Marissa Streit that there is a fundamental vibe shift happening, with America leading the way. The former Daily Mail columnist, radio show host, and reality television star-turned-stand-up comedian recounted her numerous run-ins with the law, in multiple countries, merely for speaking her mind on issues like illegal migration, the UK's predominantly Pakistani child rape grooming gangs, and the draconian lockdowns imposed during the Chinese coronavirus. Hopkins relayed how she was arrested multiple times in Britain, had her social media accounts taken down by leftist and Muslim pressure groups, and why she has been banned from Australia, South Africa, and even schools in Wales. Watch the full interview here. At the tip of the spear of cancel culture for years, the comedian said that she was utterly eviscerated in the courts, had lost her home and jobs, and even faced attempts by social services to revoke custody of her children. However, Hopkins sees a light at the end of the tunnel, crediting the ordinary Americans with restoring this shining city on the hill by electing Donald Trump as president and thereby giving hope to the decent and hard-working Britons, as opposed to the lunatics in her country protesting about the climate or who still think the Democrats are the answer. I felt it for the longest time. I knew Trump would win. I felt this change coming, and change is coming to the UK in the way that it happened here. But you guys are the beacon on the hill, she said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.